Tuesday, Patrick's Tuesday. Sure, Dallad.
Okay, my friends. Yesterday we were speaking about the machlekes harishonim about oisik b'mitzvah patur and a mitzvah. It seems like there's a machlekes according to the Or Zaruah. A person will be, if he's going to return an aveda, he's going to have a din of oisik b'mitzvah patur from fruit to Rabbi Yosef. We said according to Tosfos, only if he's actually shaking out the aveda is going to have a patur of oisik b'mitzvah patur and a mitzvah from giving tzedakah. We explain because that's the shitasan. Or Zaruah holds that you're patur as long as you're oisik b'mitzvah. As long as you're oisik b'mitzvah, you're going to be patur. And he says that the emphasis is on the fact that we're calling him an oisek b'mitzvah. There's actually a me'iri that makes that diak also, as opposed to mekayim mitzvah. It's a me'iri in brachas. Where is that me'iri? Brachas daf yud aleph. I don't know. Brachas yud aleph and tes zayin. An oisek b'mitzvah, as opposed to being a mekayim mitzvah. What does oisek mean? Active in the mitzvah. Tosfos seems to say the point is just that you're being mekayim a mitzvah. So, but according to Tosfos, on the other hand, the only time you potter is if it's what? If it's EF Shulakayim Shneim. The Miri says, as long as you're Oisek B'mitzvah, you're Patur from another mitzvah, even if it's EF Shulakayim Shneim. What's called Oisek B'mitzvah? Going to do a mitzvah. In the process of doing a mitzvah. According to Tosfos, no, any Mekayim mitzvah is going to be Patur as long as it's EF Shulakayim Shneim.
So if he keeps an object in his house for 3 months while he's waiting for the guy to come home.
But it's EF Shulakayim Shneim.
No, according to the
he's not Oisek.
He's in the process.
They said that's not called Oisek. That's not enough. It seems like that's not enough to be called Oisek. Al Kolpanim, that was the machlokes that we mentioned yesterday. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva asks Akashi here. Frek the Ritva, what is the Chiddush that we need a pasuk? We didn't get to the Gemara yet. Rabbi say tomorrow by hook or by crook, we have to get to the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the chiddush? You need a pasuk to tell me. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a very simple svara. Let's see. I'd like to do the ritva inside, my friend. It's going to take us a while, but we're going to do our best. We have to get started on time. We gave out the ritva yesterday on the back of the page. Pirish mishum to oisik b'mitzvah patur mena mitzvah. Ma'isav gemar mikra. The Gemara brings the pasuk. You have it. Does anyone have an extra ritva over here? Does everyone else have the ritva here? You can go get a kovitz if you want. Get a few. Get three. Four. The Gemara brings a pasuk that oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Beis Hashem, tomorrow we're going to get into what the pasuk is. So machlokes rishonim exactly how to learn the pasuk. A lot of interesting stuff over here. We might have to do a shloma tonight to finish up the sugya. We might have to do a huddle tonight in the Beis Medrash. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, the Gemara brings a pasuk. Frek the ritva v'teima. The vadai. Who is the Ritva now siding with? Tosfos. It's only Efshel Kaim Shneim. Ki ba'oidai besukah, oy sheminiach tefillin, o misatev betzitzis, oy she yosim mezuzah bepischoi, ein lepatre mikol ha-mitzvahs. The Miri gives us four examples, Avi. Four, which the two extra ones we don't have is b'oidoy b'sukkah. He's sitting in a sukkah. Is he patur from all mitzvahs? He has a mezuzah on his pesach. Is he patur? He doesn't say tefillin b'roishoy. Meiniach tefillin. Right? It's interesting. We made a medayik in Tosfos. Tefillin b'roishoy. He just says meiniach tefillin. Who else needs a ritva? Kiva, you want one, Yitzchak? You want a Yitzchak behind you? Anyone else need a ritva? No? You got one? Okay. Always good to have an extra fairly all and ugly. So the Ritva says that v'shoyin ha-patur mikol ha-mitzvahs. Ayu ma-sha'armu v'shoyim ra-aveda sh'patur milos es pruta la'ani haynu b'shas sh'menaru matabu, but it's only when he's using it. That's why it's lo shchiach. That was basically all just quoting Tosfos. V'kiv andoloi mifter ela ba'ido oisik b'mitzvah zu lama likra pshita lama yiniach mitzvah zu v'mnei mitzvah acheres. Why in the world would I think I should leave one mitzvah for the other mitzvah? Here we are. V'yesh, so Rabbi say right now, just to get clear. According to the Or Zeruah, this is not a kasha. Why not? What's the chiddush of Oisik Yemetzu Patur Mina Mitzvah? Even, say better, even if you enter the Kayim Shneim, it's a Maridik Chiddush. It's a massive chiddush. I need a pasuk to tell me that. I have a sukkah sitting right there and I ignore it. Why? That's a chiddush. But being that the Ritva is now rejecting that chiddush of the Or Zeruah and saying that Oisik Mitzvah Batim is only when it's Yevshel Kayim Shneim, so I'm only going to be Mekayim one of them anyway. So why should I think I should leave the one I'm doing to Mekayim the other one? V'yei Shleimer. D'hokamash Malon. D'afilu boy lahaniach mitzvah zu. La'asos mitzvah acheres gidoi lo heimenu ein rishus biyadoi. I feel a boy laniach. I think he means even if he wants to. This is a guy who hasn't missed minyan for the past 7 years, and he's Isaac in Meis Mitzvah right now. He's like, oh, I really want to daven. I want to daven the minyan. You're Isaac Mitzvah. You are Putter. I don't want to be Putter. You know what? I'm going to go leave this mitzvah and do the other one. So I might think Harishus Biyadai. I might think he's able to. Kamash Malon. He's not allowed to. I might think that he's putter from doing it. If I want to leave this one, you're not allowed to leave a mitzvah. You're being mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's usher to do it. It's his first teretz. So far, that the stechem declares, maybe if he does do that and he goes to daven, it's called a mitzvah haba v'aveira. In order to be mekayim this mitzvah, I had to leave the other mitzvah. Leaving the other mitzvah is usher. It's a mitzvah ba be'avera. Says the stechemet, it's not mamish mitzvah ba be'avera. Why? He says because mitzvah ba be'avera is only when I'm active to do a mitzvah. Over here, I'm not doing an avera. I'm just, it's usher for me to not do the mitzvah. It's not called mitzvah ba be'avera. Mitzvah ba be'avera is when I'm doing something that's facilitating the aveira, the mitzvah. I'm doing an aveira over here. I'm just not doing a mitzvah. It's called, it's usher, but it's not mitzvah aveira. It says alumnus. Yeah. This is kind of together.
It's not together. I'm leaving this and then I'm doing that.
But I can only do that. What's the board of together? Now listen for a second. What's the board of together? Board of together is that I need this in order to get that. So over here also, it's kind of together. You're right. You're kind of right. But the stechemet is something similar. I'll call upon him.
If he leaves the mitzvah, he doesn't end up doing the mitzvah. He's over. And that was also for him to do. I mean, I think the Isser is doing the next mitzvah.
No.
Meaning, Abadi is not allowed to leave that mitzvah.
No, you're allowed to do the other mitzvah. Why not? The Isser is the leaving the first mitzvah. So I had a hechatim, so my friends, which was that I was walking to my seat and one of the bachurim dropped his cell phone on the floor. And I picked up the cell phone and I gave it to him. So it's a shaila if I was allowed to do that.
Cell phone for sure, baby.
What?
Cell phone for sure, baby.
It was a kosher cell phone, but it didn't belong to the base medrash, you're saying. Yeah, it could be. But it was off. Maybe. But the shaila is, so over there, pashtus, I don't know if that's called Efshel Kayim Shneim. That's called Efshel Kayim Shneim. In the Hoylech Lul Matar, Efshel Kayim Shneim. Aber... If a person is not Efshel Kayim Shneim, it's usher him to leave the first mitzvah and go to the second mitzvah. Claire's the Pri Megadim, following thing. Let's say I'm Oisik in Dvar Mitzvah. I'm Oisik in Meis Mitzvah, that's the easiest one. And it's time to make Kiddush. So I decide I want to go back and go make Kiddush. I don't have any grape juice over here by the kever. So I leave the mace. I don't. I'm not. It's not Klaver the mace. He goes make Kiddush. Was he allowed to do that?
No.
No. Now he's making Kiddush. Can someone else say, okay, I want to be Yotze with your Kiddush? Can someone else be Yotze with his Kiddush?
Kiddush.
According to the Ritz.
No.
I'm not. I assume. What?
No, it's in the back.
Just out of mitzvah. It goes back to your, if you give tzedakah when you're doing mitzvah, whatever the case is, you gave tzedakah, it was also to do.
Okay, think carefully. I'm asking you, Shaul. Think this. Listen again. Think carefully.
3 year old be mighty in Kiddush?
No.
Okay, so he too. He's not chayav.
But he maybe he's being mekayim a mitzvah, but he's not chayev. The Ritter says it's a dvar shus. Listen, let's read the Rosh of the Ritter. That's why I wanted to read it inside again. Kivon de potter min acheres. Harei etzloi achshav gedvar shel reshus. Also, niach mitzvah mei davar shu shav reshus. Also, niach mitzvah mei davar shu shav reshus. I can hear, says the Prima Godim, that maybe you can't be mighty someone else.
Someone makes kiddush and he makes again, he can be moist to someone. Only if they're both derabanans. Only on Shabbos, by Shabbos day, if it's just that goffen.
But if it's kiddush by Friday night, you can't. That's a whole shayla of how can a man be moist to his wife if he's derabanan because he said kiddush and shul, she didn't say kiddush, and it's a whole hak. But they have to have equal chiyuvim over here. I'm a derabanan.
It's not possible for him.
Right.
What about an Isha
being mighty? Isha that's only chayim midrab, or Isha that's not chayim at all, can she be mighty a husband? Or if she's chayim midrabanan and he's chayim dear Isa, can Isha be mighty him? No.
He doesn't.
So over here also maybe he can't be mighty.
Same thing, let's say I already had.
So the Marami Pano says the following thing. He says he's potter, but there's a chiyuv that you're pottering.
It has to be that way.
Well, I don't know why it has to be that way. I would say it's not like that.
Why are you
pottering
him from
that? What? I would have said not like that.
The tour is that there's a chiyuv, but we're going
to... Yeah, but right now there's no chiyuv. There would have been a chiyuv. There could have been a chiyuv. There should have been a chiyuv. But there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. So the chiyuv is... It's a dvar reshus. I'll tell you, Rabbi, say, listen to this. Moiradik. Moish, hold off for a second. This is where we're going to try to bring it out. As follows. Frick, the Achrayni Makasha of Chonon Wasserman and others. How could we entertain if a person is busy with Hashavas Aveda? Does he have to give tzedakah?
No.
Where do we know that from? Hold on a second. Not giving tzedakah, aside for being a mitzvah asay, Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah, is also a lav. What's the lav? This is the kash of Rabbi Chan. This is the kasha of a chana. Isaac mitzvah pater and a mitzvah only says that you're pater from mitzvahs, you're not pater from lavim. You're not pater from a lav. That's the kasha. So, we'll leave that alone for now. Okay? Leave it alone. I know what you mean. Leave it alone. So, over here, someone said, it's Shevatasa. Who said that? Akiva. So, there's a machloikas. See if you can follow. We're giving you a lot of information. There's a machloikas achroinim. Why is it that we say, and we're going to get back to this, I'm telling you now, we're going to get back to this. Why do we say, Oisik mitzvah, pat mitzvah, only from an aseh? Only by aseh. Is it because Oisik mitzvah, pat mitzvah is only that I putter from doing something else, but I'm not putter from, like, I can't, like, because I'm, you know, all of a sudden eat chazer. Like, what does chazer have to do with you? Because you're walking to go learn Torah, so all of a sudden you're out to eat chazer? With shaychus. It's only Isaac b'mitzvah. You're active, so then you're putter from active in something else. Active is putter from active. But what happens if you have a loisaseh, which is saying... It's not saying I'm going to do something. It's also I'm active in one thing. Therefore, I don't have to be active in giving him tzedakah. So the lois hasei happens in a form where I'm not going to do something to eat treif. Say it's, let's get it clear. Let me try to get it clear. I'm not saying it clearly, Rabbi Isai. I'm sorry. Let's try to do it. A person is going to learn Torah. Does he have to find a sukkah?
No.
Is he allowed to eat treif? No. Why not? Because you don't have to go do another mitzvah. I'm doing this mitzvah. I don't have to go do another. But I can't do an avera. But what happens? Are you allowed to eat outside of the sukkah? What about that?
That only applies.
That's the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua talks about that. We're not saying that. It's something else. We're not saying. Hold on. We're going to get to that. It's a passive. You're doing it. You're doing your loisa say passively. I'm not. When I'm eating treif, I have to go eat treif. Oisik b'mitzvah, I'm part of Oisik in a different mitzvah, but I know I can't go do an aveira. But if I'm Oisik in one mitzvah and I'm doing an aveira passively, that might be okay. That's a machloikas prima godim. On the one hand, the prima godim says your tackle is going to be potter. And the teferis Yosef that says Yechayv.
That'd be the same thing as the
Shabbos Aveda. Well, yeah, we don't want to get into Shabbos Aveda right now, but yes, yeah, that's what Dovi was probably talking about. But we're talking about Stucker. I'm gonna get back to Shabbos Aveda.
They
both have lavs. Yeah.
According to the Prima Godim, you were allowed to leave like Neusser.
Yeah, like Neusser. Good, excellent example. Neusser. A person's Isaac b'mitzvah. He's Isaac b'mitzvah. Is he allowed to leave something be nicer? He's Isaac in a mace mitzvah and he's got nicer happening. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you. He's Isaac b'mitzvah right now. He's busy burying a dead and he's got, I have carbon going on. Well, he's got stomach problem because he's tummy. So that's not going to... He's going to do Pidyon Shvuyim, and then all of a sudden he remembers, oh my gosh, I got Noiser over there. What should I do? Should I leave my Pidyon Shvuyim and go take care of my Noiser? That is something that's happening memela. I'm not doing Noiser. It's Sheval Taseh. What? It's happening memela. That's gonna be a machloikas prima godim and teferes yosef. So if you're right, if you're saying that anything that's happening memela, I'm gonna have a kasha. That's a prima godim. But teferes yosef says it is a problem. Even in other words, he holds the oisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah is only because it's an asay and an asay. If it's a lois asay, no. Why? Maybe because he holds, and this is gonna give us a whole new insight. Oisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah. When you're Oisik with an Aseh, you can pater an Aseh. You can't pater a Lois Aseh. No. Lois Aseh is a different league. It's a Lois Aseh. How much do you have to pay, my friends, if you want to be Mekayim and Aseh? A famish. How much do you have to pay in order not to do an Aveira? Every single penny you have. So Lois Aseh and Aseh are not on the same playing field. So maybe that has nothing to do with it. It's active, passive. It's like saying, I said, Ava, Yira, Ramban, Zachin, you know, Olamas, Ashkafas, you know, we can do all. The same way they're different. Then we're left with Akasha. How could you think that you're going to be Potter from giving stuck as a love? Comes along, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein and Chashukechem, and it says the following thing. He says, Moridik. Says that perhaps the lav is only there if there's an asay. Is stucca and a lav and an asay? Or is stucca and asay and a lav? We're going to make stucca different than noiser. Noiser is a lav by itself. But stucca, there's an asay and there's a lav. Is it a lav and an asay, or is it an asay and a lav? What do I mean? Zogt Yitzchak Zilberstein Moiredik in the Welterein. He says, really? Stucca is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Give stucca. What does the lav say? Don't be mevatel the mitzvah. But what happens if I don't have a mitzvah? Then it's not going to be a lav. Fast! So enochanami, maybe an assay can't be derchal loitz assay, but the assay doesn't have to be derchal loitz to say the assay. It's just derchal assay, and then what happens? The loitz assay falls away. You pull out the rug from the loitz assay.
That's a massive fetish in Mesopotamia.
Saying it doesn't exist. Oh, so much. He's saying no, but I hold that there's still chayim in the mitzvah. The mitzvah's still there. It's just you called the potter hazah. He wants to be daik. It's only kirishos. It's not rishos. There's really not say. If there's really not say, there's really a loy sasay. So that depends how you learn the ritvah. If you learn the ritvah, you're mamish potter. You're mamish potter. So then there's no more say. The say is gone. The say is gone. The loy sasay is gone.
According to Moshe Aaron, it's not so sharp. The point of the what's the lav? The lav is it's usher to be mevatel that mitzvah. You're still not being mevatel.
Even
if the mitzvah's still here, you're still a chiyuv.
You're called a bar chiyuva. You're still called a bar chiyuva.
You're not mevatel.
I mean, if you're doing,
you're for sure not transgressing anything by doing
this. But you're bar chiyuva, so the lav should still be there. It's a bar chiyuva. He calls it a bar. It's close. It's close. It's very close. I hear what Chesky's saying. Chesky's saying, Lemaisa, you don't have to do it. So Lemaisa, you don't do it. You can't have a lav. The lav is, if you have to do it, don't not do what you have to do. But you don't have to, even though you call it a bar chiyuva.
Oh, according to Rebbe, it's for sure better, because once you get rid of the chiyuv, it's for sure. It's easier to say that it's gone.
Yeah. It's not going to me. Those that learn that over here, that here, you can't be mitzi someone else because your mamish called not a bar chiyuva. This is the first teretz of the ritva. Let's go weiter. Basically, this major yisoidus we just said in oisik b'mitzvah. We're going to try to get back to them. In how does oisik mitzvah work? Is it mevatel lois asay? Is it not mevatel lois asay? Is it all these things? Well, hopefully, we're going to try to create the whole picture. That's the first teretz of the ritva. The chiddush is, and again, all this doesn't exist according to the Orzeruah, because it's very simple what the chiddush is. The Orzeruah says the chiddush is. Even if you're Epshel Chaim Shneir. Oid Laman Noa Kosim. Another teretz. Another thing. De'af agav di'ika alei mitzvah kavua lizman vadai. Kigoyin kriya shma ushchitas ha-pesach. Even though it's a mitzvah that has a time, it has a time restraint. It has a... No, I'm looking for another word. It has a... expiration date. This mitzvah will run out. And you have another mitzvah that doesn't have an expiration date. So I'm busy with a mitzvah. I can do this mitzvah later. The koidim l'chein ba'asloi mitzvah acheres. Shetivatlenu mina acheres im yaschil ba. Rashoy u lahaschil ba'zu shebo liyode achshav. I know that Korban Pesach is coming. I know it's coming. And it's already been, it's locked in my calendar. I've got it in my calendar already. I got Korban Pesach in 3 days from now. Now comes Meis Mitzvah in front of me. I'm thinking, if I do Meis Mitzvah right now, I'm going to miss out on Korban Pesach. Rashoy hu lahaschil bazu shebo liyodei achshav v'im yivatel min acheres yivatel. Ve'eino choshev porek atzma mimenu keporeko me'olav machmas dvar mitzvah. It's not called you being porek a mitzvah. I know a mitzvah is coming. Can I start one mitzvah that's going to make me not do the other mitzvah? Let me ask you a question. If you know it's going to be Shabbos, can you get on a plane? If you know that by the time Shabbos hits, you're still going to be on the plane.
Where are you going?
What?
Dvarshus.
They have a real license.
No.
Oh, there's license, not an assay. Yeah.
It doesn't depend if it's
going
to
be
the entire Shabbos.
And then you're not over anything, you mean? Then you're not over anything. But I want to know a person who's going to be over. Can a person know that he's going to put himself in a situation where he's going to be over? Oh, sounds like he has to be doing a mitzvah. If I'm doing a mitzvah, and I know I'm gonna that doing this mitzvah is gonna stop the other mitzvah, it's okay. Let's see it again inside, and I'll read it to you what Yitzi just said. He says, "Eino chashev," three lines from the bottom. "Eino chashev perik atzmo mimenu kishe parko me olav machmas dvar mitzvah." If the Dvar Mitzvah is what's getting in the way of the second mitzvah, whatever which you want to call second, of the time mitzvah, then you're okay. Listen, I know if I start this mitzvah now, I'm going to miss my next mitzvah. Should I start it? What's the answer? Yes, you can. Interesting, you can. Yeah.
Why can't you? Isn't there a law where you're not like,
oh, never know.
You're not allowed to do certain things because you might come into Shabbos, you might forget and do things.
Right, so over here, you're not going to do something wrong. You're just going to be mevatel a mitzvah. You're going to end up not doing a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah. Let's get it clear. I have a mitzvah. If I do this mitzvah now, I'm going to miss out on a mitzvah that's been in my calendar. I've been waiting for this mitzvah, and I know I'm going to miss it. Doesn't make a difference. Why? Machmas dvar mitzvah. Ein ochoshev perek atzmai mimenu kishaporka me'olav machmas dvar mitzvah. But what happens if it's not machmas dvar mitzvah? You're allowed to do that? You're allowed to put yourself in motion, a place where you're not going to do a mitzvah later on before leisure? No. She'ein chiyuv ha-mitzvah olav ad shehigia zmano. Because the chiyuv mitzvah is not here yet. You're not chayiv. I'm not chayiv in the mitzvah. Because not the zman of the mitzvah yet. I know Pesach is coming in 3 days. So hold on. It's not the zman yet. So therefore, if it would be the zman of the first mitzvah, can I choose the second mitzvah now? No. But being that's not the zman yet, I can do what I want. I can do what I want. Again, it would be the zman of the mitzvah already. So can I do the second mitzvah? No. Because she'ein chiyav mitzvah of ad shehigia zmano, the zman didn't come yet. I can do what I want.
So why can't you fly on Shabbos?
So why can't you fly on
Shabbos? If you're on the way to a mitzvah,
what?
Can you start on your way to do a mitzvah?
I think so. So why can't you fly on Shabbos? So Shabbos is not a great example because you're going to be over on Alois Saseh and that might be a problem. But the concept, can I put myself in a place? I'll give you another example, okay? I got a great example. It's Matzah Yom Kippur and I had a long zman. I've been learning really hard. I want to go on a tiyul. Now there's a 5-day tiyul which is going to get me back few minutes before Yom Tov. I'm not going to end up building a sukkah, buying Arba Minim, none of that. Is there a problem?
Yeah,
so I won't be able to do the mitzvah. What's the problem? I'm an oinus. Wait a second, listen to me for a second. When's the start of the mitzvah? When do you chayv the mitzvah? Answer my question. Only on sukkahs. I got the sukkahs and I put myself in a place where I can't even chayv the mitzvah. It's my problem.
If you know beforehand that you're not going to, that's going to happen, then yeah, you
is it the zman of the mitzvah?
No, it doesn't matter.
Why, if it's not the zman of the mitzvah, so then what's going on? I see from the ritzvah, if it's not the zman of the mitzvah, I can choose to do something else, which is going to put me out. He says, oh, a mitzvah. Why? Because not the zman.
Part of the zman of the mitzvah is not the zman of the mitzvah. It's the
mitzvah comes
any mitzvah that is zmanoi, if that one comes first, whichever one zman comes first, that's when you have to do. Whichever one zman comes first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a mitzvah.
And a chanami. But I'm asking you a question. It's not a gear zmano.
So what's the trip?
And a chanami. But it's not a gear zmano. But it's the anachayim down the mitzvah.
And then I can't build this again. I can't get old.
So what? So listen.
It doesn't matter. When's the mitzvah?
Moshe, stop ordering. Listen for a second. Chaim David over here wants to say no. Part of the mitzvah is preparing for the mitzvah. Maybe. And I like to suggest there's an exact amount of time. How much time do you have to prepare for a mitzvah? A day? A week? A month? Shleishim Yoyim. What's Shleishim Yoyim? What? No. Shleishim Yoyim. Why Shleishim Yoyim? Where'd you get Shleishim Yoyim from? Shleishim Yoyim Kodem Achag. You have to learn the halachas. Why Shlishi Yom? 30 days is when, a month before you got to start preparing. No, it starts because you don't have to. But in theory, if I know that I might be torahed, 30 days beforehand, I already got to start preparing. So it's already mechuyev to start thinking about your mitzvah 30 days beforehand.
If you went on a deal,
Let's say I get on a boat 31 days before Yom Tov and there's no turning back and I can't find a sukkah and I can't find a luv, in a chanami you're putter. I think you're putter. You're oinus. You're not mechaim the mitzvah. You're not mechaim the mitzvah, but you're oinus, you're putter. I have to think on...
He's not
oinus. He's an oinus.
You couldn't do that. Okay, Rabbi Sai.
Let's just finish up right here. I want to finish up. But why? Because Loigi is mana. He says because. But why you're not? Because Loigi is mana. So I'm asking, Loigi is mana, so why should I still be able to do Rishus? Loigi is mana? No, Rishus you're not allowed to do. So what I'm saying is as follows, Rabbi Sai, and we're stopping here, we got to move on, because we didn't get to the Miri, we need to do the Miri, and we have to move on, we have to start the Gemara tomorrow. As follows. There's three dargas. One darga is, it's 6 months before the mitzvah, I'm using 6 months just as an exaggeration. I could start doing my Dvar Shus. I don't have to start thinking, is this going to set me in a place where now I'm not... I don't have to think about that. I'm not mechuyev to start thinking about what's going to be in 6 months from now. There's no chiyuv. The chiyuv to start thinking about things is a month before. And a Dvar Shus, you can't do a Dvar Shus in a month before if that's going to mess up your mitzvah. You have to be thinking already, how am I going to mechayim my mitzvah? I need to know how I'm going to do it. That's right. But it's not a gizman of the kiyuv mitzvah. The etzem chiyuv, the etzem mitzvah only happens when you're chayv in the mitzvah. So klape a mitzvah, I don't say now, okay, I'm not doing this mitzvah because I have to think about the other mitzvah. I have to think about the other mitzvah, but it's not the zman of the chiyuv mitzvah. That all happens when the mitzvah happens. So once the chiyuv mitzvah comes, I can't do another mitzvah. But once the 30 days before comes, I can't do a reshus that's going to be about the other mitzvah. That's the chor that I'm going to look at. I'll call upon him. You can think about it tonight. Rabbi Yisai, we have different shitas. We have the Orzarua. We have the Ritven Tosfos. What's the shitas Amiri? We saw Amiri on Daf Yud. Klavi the Tov! The Amiri said that even though there's another sukkah there, he doesn't have to find us to go to the other sukkah. Sounds like the Amiri is going like Orzarua. The Amiri by us also, right on top. The Amiri gave out the Amiri yesterday. Amiri says, V'loi oid. Our opinion is, even if you find a sukkah there, you don't have to be terech for the other sukkah. You can find it. Just like I wrote in the first parak. In the first parak, where did he write in the first parak? Daf Yud. You go down, and the reason I photocopied all this in the middle is because it's going to be important to us eventually, but also because I want to show you that it's very close. There's another mirror right at the end. Kol shebi arnu, v'oisek b'mitzvah, shepater min ha-mitzvah, pirushoi, sheba'oid shehu oisek ba, oitarid ba'pater min mitzvah acheres, ha-mizdem esloi, she'i efshul ala asoisa, elin kem minasa shel zeh. Or be kuvoy. Aval kol shu mekai mitzvah, b'kiu meyachol alasus acheres, ha-mizdem esloi, shu chayim ba. Says the Meiri, the Megia on the Meiri, off in north, is on the bottom. Steer on the Meiri. Or in the Meiri says only that it's only if you can't be Mekayim both of them. But if you have Shul Mekayim both of them, Lo Nemer Zesh Apatra Lo, you're not Pater. This sounds like Toisvis. Hold off in a second. Let's celebrate this question. Celebrate. Savor. Let's revel in the beauty of this kasha. Some people don't have tirutzim for this. It's like this is a stira. I mean, some people, this is mamish a shter. The Miri starts off and says, it's efshur l'kayim shneim, I don't care. I don't care. It's Efshel Chaim Shleim. Doesn't bother me. Don't do it. By Rish Galusa with the other sukkahs around. Yes. That'll make a difference. Don't have to do it. Yeah. Over here, the mitzvah says no. The only picture of Isaac per mitzvah, patur and mitzvah is only when it's Efshel Chaim Shleim. But it's Efshel Chaim Shleim. No. Steer in the mirror. I would say, before you say your turitzim, how many people have a turitzim to this kasha?
I have one.
Okay. I have 2.5 turitzim to this kasha. JT, what do you think?
One so much
shluchim mitzvah, one so much isek mitzvah. Der teretz zucht der amudei hoyt. Sefer amudei hoyt says this teretz. But it's very schwer. It's very schwer. Because what's the makar for shluchim mitzvah? Isaac b'mitzvah. The Gemara says the makar is the same makar. The Amudei Hoyt slugs himself up with this. He has a whole shtick of Torah that shluchim mitzvah, Isaac b'mitzvah, not the same thing, different makaris, different places, and he changes girsos in the Gemaras and this and that, but he says that in the Miri I can't do it because the Miri is tzarachian. Der teretz that he's saying, Yosef Tzvi, is shluchim mitzvah. That's one thing. Isaac b'mitzvah, something else. You have a problem. You hear the problem? But in theory, it sounds good. Anyone else have a teretz? Yeah.
Like you said in the year, he's learning like the Or Zeruah. That really, in a Konami, if you were able to do both, you would have to. But by Sukkah, even if you're Shaskan Yosem, you're Isaac b'mitzvah. You're not yet there. It's as if you're feeding your animal the whole time. So he's not. He's saying in this specific case where they went to go visit the Reish Kedusa, they didn't have to find another Sukkah. But in a regular case of Isaac b'mitzvah, maybe Pidyon Shvuyim or whatever it is, You would have to do another one if you were able to. That's how the Or Zeruah learns, right?
Huh? Or Zeruah learns that you don't have to.
With Sukkahs, but he said in the case of, let's say, Aveda, right? You're only putter when you're feeding your animal, not when it's just sitting in your house.
Yeah, because that's not called Isaac B'mitzvah.
Okay, so that's my point.
But he's saying over here.
No, meaning the reason you didn't have to look for a Sukkah, even though they were there and they could have, was because that was Mamish Isaac B'mitzvah. That's the way the Or Zeruah learns, right? But by another case, so then yeah, fine. Maybe not. I'm saying maybe you would have to. And when he talks by Yod, it's also he's talking specifically by Sukkot. But then when he gives this whole thing about Isaac b'mitzvah, it's Stam, that's where he says if you're able to do both, so then you do both. Maybe in a Konami, it's not Stira.
Sounds like he's saying but if it's not Eif Shalah Soysa,
exactly.
The Or doesn't hold about Eif Shalah Soysa.
If you're Isaac, no one holds that if you're Isaac, even if you can do both, you don't have to do both.
Yes, you're
Isaac.
What?
Isaac, for sure you're Pata. Even if you're. No, even according to Toysa.
But okay, let's not do with Or Zeruah.
The Or Zeruah holds that the reason that when they camped on the side, they didn't need to have a sukkah was because they were mamish Isaac b'mitzvah.
Not because Eif Shalah Soysa.
I understand.
So he's saying it's because of Eif Shalah Soysa.
Okay, in a regular case. Or Zeruah also holds that if it's Eif Shalah Soysa, then that's why.
No, but not because of Eif Shalah Soysa, because you're Isaac. Nothing to do with Eif Shalah Soysa. There's nothing. No, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. No such bear as Eif Shalah Soysa. Point to Or Zeruah. No such thing. It doesn't exist. No. Sorry. Think about it. We still have a stira. This is the other answer. The other answer, the Magia on the Meiris is a different answer. He says, if you look in the Meiri says two very subtle words. Maish, work on it, okay? Work on it. The Meiri, on the top, on the Meiri that we give out with the stiris. So what is the Miri saying? I don't have to be toireach. But what about if there's no tircha? Zero tircha. Do you have to make kaim shneim?
Even if you're Isaac,
there's no tircha. It's easy shmeezy. What about then? Hold on a second. And the same thing as the Meiri that we had on Daf Yud. Does anyone have that Meiri handy so that I could read that Meiri to you? I don't have it handy. The Meiri gave out on Daf Yud. We gave out a few days ago. Here it is. Thank you. The Meiri says, למדנו ממנו כל שלוחי מצב בשביל מוקם שהקלסן לאכול מויצים סוכה לאכול, but they could find a סוכה and treat him לטרויח בכך. They don't have to be טרויח.
It's weird that Dandy doesn't say.
In the end, what? On the bottom? Oh, and on the end, he doesn't say it. Why? Because what does he mean to say? He means to say at the bottom that if there's no tircha, then do both of them. That's what he means in the bottom. It's only if shalat zacher, it means that if there's no tircha, then do both of them. So really, the Miri holds that you putter if it's if shalat zacher, yes, but if there's tircha involved. If you're tircha involved, then you're putter. If there's no tircha involved, you're not putter. It's a little creative, because the Miri on the bottom, what I think is bothering Akiva here is, then the Miri should say, it's only if it's
a different thing.
No tircha.
It
doesn't mention it at all over there. It says mizdamenesloy. It sounds like without tircha. As then it's without tircha. Okay, a little bit. I think the Miri in Brachas on Yud Aleph doesn't say this answer, and you can't use this for the Rambam. Sorry, guys. It's not going to work for the Rambam. We have the same stira in Rambam. I'll show it to you. And I want you to know it's not a coincidence. In general, the Rambam and the Miri usually, often, go together. This is the type of things, these are tricks of the trade I want to teach you. The Rambam and the Miri have the same type of thought process. The same hashkafa. Not only that, but the Miri is safer. Do you know what he does? Every single Mishnah, what does he bring? The Rambam. The Miri was all over the Rambam. So if you ever want to know Pshat in the Miri, in the Rambam, I mean, probably the first place to go, where I go first, is Miri. I always go to Miri. There's a few Rishonim, and these are tricks. A lot of people don't know. They look in Tosfos, look in a Ritva, look in a Ramban. You might find stuff there, but the likely place to find it is in Miri and Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar. Rabbeinu Avraham also always brings Rambam. These are people that were connected to the Rambam. So if you're trying to find a pshat, you know, in Rabbi Nachum, so you're going to ask Rabbi Asher. Why? Rabbi Asher is Rabbi Nachum's son-in-law. So probably he's like, you're not going to go to Brisk to find a pshat in Rabbi Nachum. Rabbi Nachum is in the mirror. So there's different Pati Medrash. Ramban, Ritva, Rajba, Ran, they all learned together. They were all Talmud Chavers. So you want to know pshat in a Ramban, a great place to look is in the Rajba and the Ritva. The Miri is not such a great place to look because the Miri and the Ramban had very little to do with each other. You could look there, maybe you'll find something, but you're just searching for information. Ramban, Ritva, Rajba go together. Miri, Rambam, Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel. It's a good thing to know, my friends. These are just some of the tricks which no one ever taught me. I just found it. I just saw it. That's just the way it is. Okay. Let's see the Ramban. This we're going to try to close up shop. The Rambam says, we're going to do first the Amud Ehoid. The Amud Ehoid brings Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perik Vav Halacha Dalet, Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim in Asuka, Bein Bayom or Bein Balayla. Shluchei Mitzvah, this is today's Maram Akoimus. Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim in Asuka, Bein Bayom Elayah. Period. Says the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't say anything about this, that's only Potter if or when, or the Rambam from the fact that he says it, Bechol Inyan. Shluchei mitzvah turin asuka alma bechol gavni p'turin kol zman she'oiskim mitzvah she'oiskim mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Period. Oisik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. According to the Dik of the Magen Mishnah, so who does it seem like the Rambam is going like? Or Zaruah. However, we have another Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Says the Rambam, Avala noisis abu'ula. Aval pisha oisik b'mitzvah chayev likrois hoyo ve'ein loy dover she mevalbel daitoy. There's nothing that's being mevalbel daitoy. So what does the Rambam seem to say? The Rambam here seems to say that even though you're oisik b'mitzvah, aval pisha oisik b'mitzvah, you're chayev in the other mitzvah. Why? Oisik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. What? The Rambam says on top, Oisik shluchei mitzvah p'turim in asuka bein bayom bein balayla. Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't say only because it's not a tirda. You're always potter.
Yeah, there's a Torah.
What? What'd you say? Again, the Meiri, we're Medayik because he says Alosh and Trichon Letroyach. And Trichon Letroyach says you don't need a Tircha. The Rambam just says you're Pater. Sounds like the Rambam, even if there's no Tircha involved. Do you have to send a Sukkah? There's a Sukkah right there. Person Isaac Ben Mitzvah, and he walks into a Sukkah. Sounds like the Rambam, you're Pater. The Meiri says, Ain't Trichon Letroyach after a Sukkah. But according to the Rambam, it sounds like you're always Pater. So steer in the Rambam, we don't can't say the answer of the difference of Tircha. The Chayur.
The Rambam is saying more than Tircha. He's saying that he says
right. So therefore, it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. Therefore, it's Efshel Kaim Shneim.
Because if there would be something that would be Mevavel Daitai, then you're being the kind of risk does nothing. Because you can't do a mitzvah if your das is...
Okay, I'm not sure. But the point of the Rambam is as follows. If it's Efshel Chaim Shneim, do you have to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, and the top, the Rambam says Shluchim Mitzvah,
put on a sukkah. Yeah, but over here he's saying that the point is because if you're doing the other mitzvah, you're not really doing anything because Mevavel Daitai.
But if you're Efshel Chaim Shneim, do you have to do both of them?
Yeah.
At the top, you don't. So steer in Rambam.
What about the Chas HaHem with someone who asked for your trial?
Okay, we'll leave that out. Leave that out for now. Okay, that might depend on different things. Let me finish the part. I want to finish the part. Do me a favor. Okay, write it down, and we'll talk about it tonight. Okay, you writing it down? Okay. Rabbi, so I want to finish up with the Ari Kedem. We brought this in the Marmal Kremis days ago. We never got back to it. The Ari Kedem is Michal Shurkin quoting the Shiurim of Rabbi Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik from Boston, and he says. Very interesting. Every time the Rambam brings the Ptur of Oisek B'mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah, he uses the word Tarud. Libay Tarud. He's Tarud Ba. Shluchi Mitzvah, he makes no mention of Tarud. Hare. I'll read you the Lashon of, this is really the Lashon of his son-in-law, of Arya Leib Orbach, Shlomo Zalman Zeinikel, who wrote this book, but it's the Lashon of Arya Leib in the name of Reb Shurkin, in the name of Yosef Be'ach, upon him. Hare! The Shnei Mekonis Elu Kosav Inyin Shal Tirda Shaya Tarud B'mitzvah V'lakshi Oye Oisik Ba Avakan Lo Yizker Kum Mitirda V'akosav Shluchim Mitzvah P'tur Men HaSukkah U'bepshutoy Mashma Shluchim Mitzvah P'tur Men HaSukkah Afilu B'loy Taim Adit Tirda. You don't need Tirda. Shluchim Mitzvah Potem Men HaSukkah, period. So he wants to say, I took it out from this one. What don't we give it? Shluchim Mitzvah is not as Oisik B'mitzvah. Not as Oisik B'mitzvah. Different din. New din. What's the problem? What's the problem with saying that? Yeah, the Shluchim Mitzvah is not Oisik B'mitzvah. What's the problem with that? The Gemara says Oisik B'mitzvah. See, so he bites Shver. He goes, what's the Rambam going to do with the Gemara? Sounds like from the Rambam it's not Oisik B'mitzvah. What's going to be the Gemara? I don't know. Sorry. So we're going to say, no. Shluchim Mitzvah is Oisik B'mitzvah. Rabbi said, this is the Vart. I'm saying the Vart, and with this we're going to close up shop for today. Shluchim Mitzvah is Oisik B'mitzvah, but it's an under a sort. It's a hecher adarga. And Shluchim Mitzvah is Potter Min HaSukkah and not from Sukkah. Doesn't say anywhere else in Rambam, Shluchim Mitzvah, Potter Min any other mitzvah. Shluchim Mitzvah, Potter Min HaSukkah. Sukkah, only Sukkah. And that's why it's in this Mishnah. Why is it here in Chav Hey? What is Sukkah? What does Oisik Mitzvah do with Sukkah? That was the Panishu was Kasha. We started out the first Shem Chloe. What are we talking about Shluchim Mitzvah over here in Sukkah? What does that do with Sukkah? It's a pasuk by Kriyashma. It's a pasuk by Tomei Meis. Why is it over here? The Rambam says there's a special din, a special din. Shluchim Mitzvah Patur Min Ha Sukkah. And I'll tell you why. I'm here. I got my Sukkah. Now I gotta leave. You're being oiker me for my Mokum Dira. You're taking me away from my Sukkah. Now what? Now you expect me to go try to find a sukkah over there? Try to build a sukkah over there? You want me to build a sukkah? The over here, the mitzvah is pattering you from sukkah. You're done. You're finished with sukkah. That's it. You're pattering from sukkah. Why? Not because you're oisik b'mitzvah. Because you're oisik b'mitzvah in a way that's taking away from you your opportunity to do your mitzvah. A person's oisik b'mitzvah. So, can you do another mitzvah over there? Sure. Do whatever you want over there. Can you do milah over there? Yeah, why not? He just needs a knife. There's knives all over the place, right? But he can't have his makam deer over there. His makam deer is over here. I have to build a sukkah. I'm going to build a sukkah over here, not over there. In sukkah, we have a ptur. The ptur is just like, I want to give a mashal. Just like the following thing. Let's say a person's sitting in a sukkah and it starts to rain. What's the halacha? He can go inside. Now he went inside and it stops raining. Does he have to go back outside?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Why not?
First night.
He went in already, let's say not the first night, whatever. Let's see, he went in already. It doesn't make a difference. Not the first night. He doesn't have to go back in. Why not? Why not? There's a mitzvah sukkah. Okay. Mitzvah d'oraisa. You're mevatel mitzvah say d'oraisa. Maybe over alive or over an isra, say whatever. But you know, why not? Because once the Torah took you out, you don't have to start hustling to get back in. Over here, you took me away from my sukkah. I'm out. And it's not the pshat even because it's hard to go back in. Even if out is like, let's say I have a sukkah that presses a button. I don't have to press the button. What do you mean? It's just pressing a button. I could take the roof off of my sukkah. You're not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev to sin in a sukkah. I'm pater from sukkah. It's a din in sukkah. In the dira of sukkah. Nowhere else. Everywhere else. If you can be mekayim shneim, be mekayim. Why not? I didn't take the mitzvah away from you. I temporarily said not the mitzvah. If you can do both of them, do them. Over here, sukkah's there.
Why only when you're oisek b'mitzvah? Then even if you just talk a derech, you're going to...
Because you don't have the right to do that.
Why not?
Because you don't have the right, because you have a mitzvah.
Day, I would go away.
You have a mitzvah. Only when the Torah took you away. Over here, you have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. Why are you leaving?
You're not allowed to leave.
But over here...
You're not allowed to, because you're pater. When you're halach b'derech,
you guys don't leave.
You're pater from the sukkah, right? When you're doing the actual walking.
You can't leave.
Right.
Okay, so why?
Because the Torah wasn't mafkia you. You were mafkia yourself, even if you're allowed to. Rabbi said, this is my machshava. Fizeh, we answer the steers in Rambam, in Miri, and also why the Rambam over here doesn't mention the Hari Kedem, why the Rambam is different by Oisik V'mitzvah. In other words, it's Taka Oisik V'mitzvah, but it doesn't have to be Torah anymore, because the Oisik V'mitzvah is mafkia you. We're going to continue with the Gemara, Beis Hashem, hopefully tomorrow.
Just that night, or that one day?
As long as you're hoylech b'mitzvah, thank you.
No, I'm saying, like, just the rain example.